Chapter 70.1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, Yan Yunshu was already dressed in her imperial robes, no longer the person she once was. She felt that everyone's attitude toward her had changed. It was as if, in an instant, she could no longer see their faces, only the humble, bowed heads before her. It truly felt like the coldness of being high up, like a solitary ruler, standing alone. But Xu Ting always looked at her levelly, with no sign of any ripple in her eyes. Perhaps out of respect due to her new status as empress, but Yan Yunshu could sense that Xu Ting's attitude toward her had always remained the same. This didn't make Yan Yunshu feel angered. On the contrary, it pleased her. Xu Ting, do you know what the mood in the court has been like these past few days? Xu Ting lowered her gaze, sipping her tea, clearly not wanting to engage with her. She wasn't someone who avoided court. How could she not know? Those aggressive ministers were practically under her nose. Entering September, even though the scorching sun still lingered with some warmth, it was cold in the early mornings. The autumn wind blew, causing a few yellow leaves to fall from the nearby trees. They spun in the air before gently landing at their feet. If Yan Yunshu hadn't suddenly arrived, Xu Ting wouldn't have had to spend her morning here, braving the cold wind with her. Empresses didn't usually run off to ministers' homes like this, not like the late empress ever did. The ministers in the court had fully realized by now that the new empress didn't play by the usual rules. Yan Yunshu was impatient with them and had no intention of catering to their whims. If they didn't do their job well, demotions or dismissals would happen immediately. She was particularly unwilling to waste time talking with civil officials. As long as Xu Ting supported her, she had the confidence, holding the wooden staff firmly in her hand. After all, there were plenty of talented people in the world. If one didn't want to serve, there was always another to take their place. If any of the censors wanted to challenge her, Yan Yunshu would order the captain of the Imperial Guards to stand watch in the main hall, ready to arrest them immediately and have them bound and held for a few days of reflection. The ministers groaned. Before Yan Yunshu ascended the throne, no one would have thought that she would turn out to be a willful and iron-fisted empress. "Will your majesty remove me?" Xu Ting asked calmly in return, her tone completely devoid of panic. Seeing Xu Ting's attitude, Yan Yunshu couldn't help but laugh loudly. One was calm, and the other was laughing, a clear contrast in unspoken understanding. When Yan Yunshu finished laughing, the playful smile faded from her phoenix eyes. She picked up her teacup and suddenly dropped a bombshell, "Xu Ting, I want to marry a son of the Xu family." Xu Ting furrowed her brows and then looked up at her. "There's no need for you to go to such lengths." Yan Yunshu took a sip of tea, placed the cup on the table, and responded with the same serious tone, "I want to give you a pardon medallion." The entire court believed that sooner or later, Yan Yunshu and Xu Ting would fall out. But Yan Yunshu simply scoffed at them. Xu Ting lowered her eyelids slightly, and Yan Yunshu couldn't tell what she was thinking. The yellow leaves continued to fall, blown by the wind, rustling as they dropped. Finally, Xu Ting spoke, "Do you know that the Xu family only has one young master left?" Yan Yunshu replied, "Yes, I remember him, a well-behaved young master. He is my younger brother. Unless he is willing, there's no need to discuss this further." Yan Yunshu nodded, "Then you should ask the young master's opinion. If he's willing to marry, then I will marry him and he will become the emperor. However, the title of Nishang will come before his." Yan Yunshu cautiously added this. Xu Ting nodded, "In that case, I shall take my leave." Yan Yunshu left with her attendant to return to the palace. Xu Ting sat in place, finishing her last sip of tea, then rose and returned to Qingfeng Court. The little servant waiting at a distance immediately came over to clear the table. "What?" Du Sian frowned. "The empress wants to marry Xu Yu. But Nisheng, did you agree to this?" Xu Ting replied, "No, I won't make decisions for Xu Yu." Du Sian widened his eyes. "If Xu Yu agrees to marry, would you let him marry?" Xu Ting replied, Du Sian felt a bit anxious. "But the empress's heart belongs to Nisheng. If Xu Yu marries her, he won't be happy." Xu Ting patted Du Sian's head and sat down beside him. "If Xu Yu doesn't want to marry, then he won't. No one can force him." Du Sian felt a little relieved. Xu Yu had barely met Yan Yunshu, and he wasn't the kind of person who admired or chased after vanity, so he certainly wouldn't agree to it. Yan Yunshu intended to use the marriage proposal to offer the Zhenbian Palace a pardon, as a sign of trust in Xu Ting, to reassure her. It was a sincere gesture. But Xu Ting didn't need such a thing. If Xu Yu wanted to join the royal family, he could. If not, then he didn't have to. As she had said, she wouldn't make the decision for Xu Yu. However, Du Xian and Xu Ting thought differently. He didn't want Xu Yu to marry the empress. Du Xian had watched the relationship between Yan Yunshu and Wang Nisheng unfold. Moreover, Wang Nisheng had died for Yan Yunshu, leaving the deepest memory in Yan Yunshu's heart in the most tragic way. The image of the deceased would grow more vivid over time. Wang Nisheng would likely become an eternal scar in Yan Yunshu's heart. In other words, she could never offer Xu Yu love. Xu Yu could easily marry someone who truly loved him and live a happy life, just like Xu Mei. Xu Mei had married Miss Zhao in early September and had just returned home a couple of days ago. Miss Zhao cherished him, and he was living well. I'll talk to him about this matter. You don't need to go, Du Xian said. He would try his best to explain the pros and cons to Xu Yu. The Zhenbian Palace was already prominent enough. There was no need to cling to that position. Xu Ting replied, "All right,